on Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis. Tan Yividoch, Beis HaKnesses, Ubeis HaShuchim, Ubeis HaIsha, Metamim B'negoyim. Before we had learned about Chiyav Mezuzah, Beis Isha, Beis HaShuchim, Chayeves B'mezuzah, and now we're learning about Negoyim. Beis HaKnesses, Ubeis HaShutfim, Ubeis HaIsha, Metamim B'negoyim. It's Metamim B'negoyim. Fragt the Gemara Pshita, why shouldn't it be Metamim B'negoyim? The Gemara says, Ma'od the Taima, there's a miut, Ubo Ashel Loi Habayis. But the whole din of Tumas Nigebatim is Ashel Loi Habayis. A bias that's Meyuchid, Loi, V'loi Lo. It's miyuchid to azocha, v'loy lo. Loy, v'loy lohen. So that should be memayit, abeis haknesses, abeis hashutfim. Gamash melon. So therefore it says that, therefore the Baraisa comes to tell us that afal pikein, it's metame benegoim. Frag de gemore, ve'ema ochinami, it's haka godir, kashaloy abayis. Amakro bebeis eretz achuzasrem. So the Rishash seems to learn that the drosh is, because here it says beis without any tnoim. It doesn't say beis soy. Beis is marbe. That's what nearly the Ratzom is receive beis beloishem kinui mashme bayis mikol mokem. Eretz achuzasrem perish eretz yisroel shenitam lam lachuz. But the drosh is from bayis. Bayis is marbe, any type of a bayis. Elo loy lomoli. So why does it say abo ashel loy habayis, which is very misleading? So the Gemara answers that the loy is telling us the reason for the tumas nagoyim. Mi shemiyached beis loy, that the tashmishi habayis, the clay tashmish habayis is miyacheded for himself. She'enoi roitze lahashel kelov. He doesn't want to lend out his kelim. Va'oimar she'en loy. Whenever someone comes to borrow from him, so he tells them, I don't have. I'd really love to lend you, but I don't have. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Asher Loy Habayis. He doesn't share his chafetzim with others. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mefarsem loy. So the Rebbein Shalom is mefarsem to everyone, but it's not true. K'shemefanes beisoy. And later, when the Kohen comes, Opinu es Habayis, so all of a sudden, he was telling his neighbors all along, he doesn't possess this, this, and this, and this. And when he's Mefana the Habayis, everything is on the street, and they see that he had this all along. Parat l'mashal kelov l'acherem, of a person will be mashal kelov l'acherem, he wouldn't be nenash with nigei botim. Lemi shemiyached beisei loy, zokt Rashi, shekli tashmishoi miyuchodim loy, his klei tashmish are miyuchad for him, ve'einoi mashilon l'shreinov, kloima, shanegoim boim al tzoris ha'oyim. Negoim ha'boim al tzoris ha'oyim. So, if Tuvia Hammer was moira, what if you have a person that when they come and ask to borrow from him, he says, I don't want to lend you. So he's a tzar ayin, but this pirsam l'chayre, the Gemara seems to say one thing. Ba'oimer she'ein loy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mefar, samoik she'mefan es beisei, beisteis, that's a chelik of the oynish. And Rashi says the iker oynish is tzaris ayin. I think I once heard from a goyin Rav Pamshli, he said that we say the haftarah in Parshas Metzora of Arba Metzoraim. So he was Moira, so why do we learn this haftarah? Because they were Metzoraim, it started off they were Metzoraim, but that's not the whole haftarah. So he wanted to say if we're Medayik in the haftarah, when they came to Machna Ram, so they took for themselves and they started hiding everything. One oil, a second oil. Then the third oil, they said that if they find out about it, they will get in trouble. So the only reason They were megala to the melech and to Klal Yisrael, the Metziah, because they were scared of getting into trouble. But that by stois, that's the yisoid of a metzayra, a tzar ayin. Hashaloi habayis, a hotzichen zinim. Al koponim, the first baraisa holds that a beis hakneses and a beis hashutvim are metame benegoim. Vasanya. So the Gemara is Akashi, we learned a second baraisa. Yochel ye bote knesis o bote medroshes metamen benegoim. Talmud loimer uvo asher loy habayis. Mi shemiyuchid loy. A bias that's meyuchad loy, yotzu eilu, sha'ein meyuchadim loy, a beis ha-kneses and a beis ha-medrash is not, we'll see, that's not a dira meyuchedes. So we have a stira these two beraises. So the Gemara says on this kasha three terutzim. Loy kasha, hora meyer, hora bonum. Zemach loy kestanoi. The sanye beis hakneses sheyesh bo beis dire lechazen hakneses chayev v'mezuze v'she'ein bo beis dire rameyer mechayev v'chachomim poitrim. Now all of a sudden we see the Gemara is medame mezuze to negoim. So it seems that they have the same guidelines, the same halachas. By Negoim it says Asher lo yabayis. By Mezuzah it says Beis Echo. So we need that it should be Adire Miyuchedes. Adire Miyuchedes, that's Mechuyev Benegoim, that's Mechuyev Mezuzah, and that's Metame Benegoim. So Rameyah says Abeis HaKnesses is Chayev Mezuzah. So according to Rameyah, a beis hakneses will be metame b'negoyim, and that's the first baraisa. The chachamim hold that a beis hakneses is potter min b'nezuze. So according to the chachamim, a beis hakneses will not be metame b'negoyim. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. V'boi yisayim ho v'ho rabono. Could be both baraisas are going according to the rabono. V'loi kashe. Or the isbo beis dira, or the lesbo beis dira. If there's a beis dira to the chazan hakneses, so then, just like yechai ben mezuzah, so then you'll also be metame ben egoim. That's the first barais. And the second barais is speaking about that there's no beis dira to the chazan hakneses. He's not living in the shul. V'boi yiseima hova ho the lesbo beis dira. Both of them don't have a beis dira, b'hod de krochim, b'hod de kforim. The beraisa that says that it's not metame b'negoim is speaking about a beis hakneses de krochim. The beraisa that says it is metame b'negoim is speaking about a beis hakneses de kforim. Zogt Rashi, de krochim shumokim shvokim, umiskapzim sham mim koima isharbe, that those who daven there, they come from all over. Vehi asuya lekol habole ispalo. That means even though the miskapzim sham, the mispalam sham, did not contribute to the binyan of the Beis HaKnesses, but it was built for their for their shimush also. That's the taisha beis hakneses shel krochim. This was built for everyone who comes to the krach to be able to use this beis hakneses. Is therefore ve'ein lo bailim miyuchodim. So it doesn't have bailim miyuchodim. The kforim kol bailov nikorim, all the bailim anika v'reihu kebeis hashutvim. So that is similar to a beis hashutvim, and a beis hashutvim seems everyone holds that is metame b'negoim. I'd just like to read the Chazainish in Yeredeya, the last siman in Yeredeya. He says as follows: V'chol shetashmishon Shaloi Bebailis, if the shimush of the bias is without any ownership, Loi Mikri Dire. So that's not called he's living there. Dire means a tashmish Bebailis. So he says further, V'yesh Loi Dire Lechazen. That what the Gemara says, if the chazan is a dir in the Beis HaKnesses, it's metame b'negoyim. Af al gav de lo hiknu lo chazan, they weren't makne the Beis HaKnesses to the chazan. Ela shohu do b'shelohem. He's living in their shul. Chayiv. So it's chayiv b'mezuzah, and it's metame b'negoyim. The inyan dire, Hu ma she ha'odom misyached bebayize. Dire means that one person is misyached, that means he's able to live here. Ve'ein b'nei odom shoytvin olav b'mokim ze. And you don't have other people coming in shoytvin with a test that, like, push him away. He has his privacy in his rights. That is called dire. Vehilkach, kol shetashmishoy aroi. If a person has an aroi stick yeshimush in amokim, he have a bailim b'mokim ze, if he is a choshin mishpetik a bailim, v'yoche la'akev alacherim, he can prevent others from coming, mikri acherim oichim imoi, o mikri etzloi dire. So that is considered dire. That means that no one can push him away. Avolim kol b'nei ha'ir shovin etzloi, but if everyone is the same yachsen like him, loy mikri dire. So it's cool that he's not living there. There, o miyu chazen ha'kneses, kivin sheyesh loy dira kavua, vaday dirai. That is called a dire. So al koponim, the sugya is speaking about that sai by tumis negoim, sai by mezuzah, we need that it should be miyuched lediras odom. And dira is called when he's not pushed away by others. That is considered dira. Or he can push away others. So when there's dira in the smokim, that's called, it's miyuched ledira. According to the third teretz of the Gemara, a Beis HaKnesses shall krochim. It's me, anyone who is made for the world, anyone can come. If I'm not mistaken, the Chazon Ish mentions, this person comes with his 20 kids. I mean, there's no kasha. I'm single, you have 20. I mean, it's the mokim was made for the shimush ha-rabim. So that's called, no one has dire there. First come, first serve. They said, no one has schusay dire there. So then, it's not metame b'negoyim, and there's no chiyiv mezuzah. Beis HaKnesses shel kforim, arei hu kebeis ha-shutvim, ba'alim nikorim. I mean, we're the owners of the shul. An oirich comes in, he has to ask, whose seat is he taking? Where can he sit? I mean, this is equivalent, that's the Beis HaKnesses shel kforim is called, that is a dire of the Anshei HaKfar. According to the second Teretz, the Al-Koponim, if there's a Beis, the Beis HaKnesses, that is Miyuchid Ladiris Chazan HaKnesses, so Al-Koponim, someone is living there. Again, we mentioned before this Ha'ore, I don't know, there's a Machloikas HaPoiskim, if Gabi the Chiyev Mezuzah, you need Shaloi, Yidr Chazanish says, Klor, that v'yesh loy dire lachazna apagav delo hiknu lachazna, o shu dor b'shalahem. Here the whole sugya is speaking about hilchas dire. When does it fall into the category of dire? When doesn't it fall into the category of dire? Again, by shaloi, no one is batting an eyelash over here. V'yesech v'aytanish v'stutzach do. But al koponim, that is the sugya over here. Here we have a sugya that there's a darge of dire which is necessary in order to be mechayev b'mezuzah and in order to be metame b'negoyim. Let us see Taisvitz. She'ein boi beis dire, rameyer mechayev v'chachomim poitrim. Mashme mikam, the beis ha-knesses u-beis ha-medrash, she'ein boi beis dire, deloi boi mezuze. That's the rein the machloikis. Later, the Gemara wants to say it, by beis ha-knesses shal krochim, by beis ha-knesses shal kvorim, the Chomim are also moided that it's called a beis dire. But at the end of the sugya, the Gemara falls off from this. The beis ha-knesses shal kvorim is also not metame ben egoim, so al kaponim. So we remain with this mahalach, that by every beis ha-knesses, there's a machloikis ramei and the Chachomim. Rameya holds its chayib in mezuzah. The Chomim holds its potter from a mezuzah. So la locha, when we leave this Gemara, you don't need a mezuzah and a beis ha-knesses, a beis medesh, she'ein boi beis dirad leboi mezuzah. The mistama hilchis kerabon. Mistama we paskin like the rabon, amachleik eshachid verab. Vohoda omar perik akoimetz rabbi. So Tosfos has a problem. The Gemara says in Menoches, vohu pischa, dava ayil bei ravune lebei medroshe, vahavalei mezuzah. A Pesach that ravune went into the base medrash, there was a mezuzah on that Pesach. No. We paskin like the Chachomim. V'leka l'meim v'dosa ma'ir v'de'iz bei beis dira, that there was a beis dira in that beis ha-knesses. Dimkein, my porich mino hosam l'pesach dava ayil, l'pischa dava ayil bei rebi, l'bei medrosh, l'havi lei mezuzah, the Gemara asks, apsastirim, chavunis pesach, there was a mezuzah. Rebbe's Pesach, there wasn't a mezuzah. Lishani, did the Rebbe have a bei beis dira, the Rav Hune, his bei beis dira. So why is both of them didn't have a beis dira? For Pekin, it was chayiv in mezuzah. Yesh loyma dohosa mayri be Pesach habayis. Shoho yonichnas v'yoytze boi lebeis ha-medrash. That there it's speaking about Pesach HaBayis, that the Bayis of Rav Huna opened up into the Beis Medrash. So then, Yechayev. And that what our Gemara says, that Beis HaKnesses is Potem Mezuzah, means that it's not, you don't go from the bias to the beis ha-knesses. You have a bazundere beis ha-knesses, which is not at all mekusha to the bias. So such a beis ha-knesses is potter. But if you have that the Pesach ha-bias leads into the beis medrash, then you're chay. L'davoini, I don't understand Taisvis. If we'll understand Taisvis kipshutoi, so l'chayre, it matters, the Pesach of the Beis HaMedrash, is it Pesach Beisoy, or is it a besondere Pesach? I mean, l'chayre, the p'tul of a Beis HaKnesses is, you need a mokim that's miyuchad l'dire. A Beis HaKnesses is not miyuchad l'dire, who cares? The din is not the door, the din is the dire in this mokim. This mokim is not a dira miyuchedes. No one has their dira. So what is the difference if it's Pesach Beisoy, or it's Pesach, or it's a miyuchedike Pesach lebeis hamedrash? Not the Pesach is the sibis haptu. The idira in that mokim is the sibis haptu. Perhaps you could say pshatn teisvis, but I don't know if this is true. But let's say our Taisvah says, the Havel Ayel Bey, Taisvah says, Yeshleim of the Hosamayi be Pesach Habayis, Shohoyon Nichnas v'yoytze boy lebeis ha-medrash. Now, Nichnas means, he used to go in to his house from the beis medrash. V'yoytze boy, and he went out lebeis medrash. So this door was a door between his house and the Beis Medrash, and he entered the Beis Medrash, and he entered his house with the same door. So it could be, we could say Pshat and Toisvis, there's a beautiful word from Rabbi Kiveger and Hilchas Mezuzah. Rabbi Kiveger speaks about a shaila, that a person has a closet, which does a pantry, kemachi, nachsame it's called, that it does not have dalad or dalad amas. So it's not chayy b'mezuzah, a walk-in closet. So Rabbi Kiveger says, an iluyis, that you don't make the mezuzah going in, let's say you have a kitchen and a pantry, a walk-in pantry. So you don't make the mezuzah from the kitchen to the pantry, because it doesn't have dalad al dalad, so it's not a cheder that's chayy b'mezuzah. Zot Rabbi Kiveger, but you make it the other way. You make it from the pantry to the kitchen. Why? Zot Rabbi Kiveger, the loigora me'avir. What would be the din if I would cut away the pantry? So you have here an entrance. Lamaisa, from the pantry, he enters the kitchen also. We're speaking about a walk-in pantry. So he's in there. Now when he's in, now he goes back to the house. So Rabbi Kiveger Tain is loigora me'avir. So it's not, if there wouldn't be a room here at all, it would be, you would cut away the room. But Lamaisa, this door is also used as a knisa to the bayis. It doesn't matter if you go first into the pantry. Abal kaponim, abal lemaisis, so even though out the pantry there's no mechayev, there's a chiyev out coming from the pantry inside the house. So it could be, that would be pshat and toisvis, and perhaps in our toisvis it's not too gefelich. Tosa mairi bepesach abaye shayon nichnas, nichnas means lebeisoi. That means this taller maisa had a double shimush. So, ein ochenami mitzad the beis hamedrish, there's no chiev, but the chiev is mitzad the bayis. And you put it in the yamin of going into the bayis. Taisus and Menaches is not, says a little worse. Here Taisus says, Nichnas v'yoytzek. Here Taisus and Menaches says, Pesach habayishoyo yoytzei mimenu lebeis ha-medrash. That he went out, the Pesach that he went out to the beis medrash. In Bechlal, I mean, the Loshen of Taisus is, you never make a mezuzah on what you go out. You make a mezuzah on what you go in. You know, not what you go out. But if Taisus means that, Bekitzo, Taisus means because whenever he went out, he went back in again. And Taisus means that it is the Yamin of the Knesset Habayis, then I understand Taisus. If Taisus does not mean this, I don't understand what Taisus, I don't understand the Bechlal, the Lomdus of Taisus. If a base, the Diras base, a Medrash is not Mechai B'mezuzim. So what's the difference if it's the door of his house or if it's the miyuchadike door of the Beis Medrash? Let us get back to the sugya taisus at lahaloche. Since we have a machloikis chamei on the chachamim, we should pasken like the chachamim that a Beis Knesses is potom in mezuzah. Bepeirik shloishe she'ochlu b'meseches broches mash menami dehilchese keman de potom. Rabbi Saknesis is Potter. Gabi Abaye veRovin davo Ozli beUche. They were both traveling. Vechimoto lebeiknishte, when they came to Shul, Omale Rovin la Abaye leol ma. So then Rovin stood outside and he said, "You should go in first." Omale, so Abaye was very disappointed with Rovin, and the whole derech Rovin was going ahead of him. There was no covered whatsoever on the derech. Now we come into the shul as a gevor and amar. Until now, so he told them, Ade idn lav marano, till now it was not a mar, you were going ahead of me. Now all of a sudden it came a mar. Omale, hoch yama rabbi yechenen, emech abdin bedrochim. That's true, Taka, and some say the hilach ad derech is not in kibbut. Ad ein mechabed ela bepesach sheyesh by mezuzah. That's a mokim to be mechabed. Frag the gemara yesh by mezuzah sal kedaitoch in the Beis HaKnesses there's a mezuzah ela bepesach haroi le mezuzah. Aber kaponim mashme. So from that gemara it also would seem the pesach Beis HaKnesses potah. That's like a potah mi mezuzah. Like Taisus was medayik from our gemara. מי הוא בירושלמי פרק ג' דמגיל המשמה, דבי מדרושה דרב חנינה ממש, אבלי מזוזה. גבי מזוזה שניתנו בשליש העליין. There the Yerushalmi is speaking about the goiva of the mezuzah. So the mezuzah should be put on the top third of the mezuzah's HaPesach. Frag the Yerushalmi, where the top third ends. Frag the Yerushalmi, go atzmecho shohoyo hashal govoya. What if you have a very tall door? So come out, you put it on the top third, so the mail will be very tall. Then, if the top third is too tall, then you put it shoulder height. The Mor brings down, there was a tremendous entrance to Rab Chanina's Beis Medrash, and there the mezuzah was shoulder length, shoulder height. Even though it's less than it's underneath the top third. V'yeshloima de beimedroshe de rav de rafunet rabchnine shalahem hoyu v'loy shal rabim elo shal atzman. There taka was a private base medrash taka. So there was taka miyuchad loy. That's taka, it's miyuchad loy. So there taka taka chayev b'mezuzah. Zog de gemara weiter. But what are you telling me? The last teretz was that there's two types of botei knesiyos. A beis haknesses shel kfar that is metame b'negoyim. A beis haknesses shel krach is not metame b'negoyim. Vasanya, we learned in a baraisa as follows. Achuzaschem metame b'negoyim. The land that Klal Yisrael has an achuza that belongs to them, that's metame b'negoyim. Ve'ein Yerushalayim metame b'negoyim. Because the Tanakama holds that Yerushalayim is not metame b'negoyim, but the svelt nachuzaschem. See, the maskonas ha-gemara is because the Tanakama holds that Yerushalayim is loynis chalko l'shvotim. So memela, so it's not felt nachuzaschem. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, ani loy shamati, that I never heard that Yerushalayim should not be metame b'negoyim. Ele mokem migdosh volvat, the base of migdosh is not metame b'negoyim. That I did hear. Abo Yerushalayim, I never heard of such a. Perhaps the abamin of the Gemara was that the kedushas hamokem. That's how the Ritva seems like the Kedushas HaMokim, that's a stira to Tumas Negoima. HaMokim Mekudish, or maybe, then according to the Tanakama, we could learn that Yerushalayim is also, we'll see in Taisus HaMokim Mekudish, Yitei Kodshim Kalim, HaMokim Mekudish is not Metama Ben Negoima, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedushas HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, if Rabbi Yehuda was Memayit HaMokim HaMikdash because of Kedusha, Habote knesiyos habote midrashos metamim b'negoyim. Afal gav de krochim ninu. That means the Beis Hamikdash zicher, there's a chesor and there's no dira miyuchedes over there. Va'afal pikein, Rabbi Yehuda was only memayit al kedushas hamokim. So vayseis afilu beis haknesses shel krochim is metamim b'negoyim, not like your last teretz. So the Gemara says, no, you have to make a grais. Or maybe it's not such a gefelach a grais. I think the Marei Misod and Megillah says, the word mokim is mashma like this. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, ani lo shemata elo mokim mekudish bilvad. Itake means not the base amigdish, it means bote knesiyos, bote medroshes. And this is not metame b'negoyim. Zok de Gemara b'mai kom miflegi. What is the machloikis? So now it comes out like this. Rabbi Yehuda says take that Yerushalayim is metame b'negoyim, but only mokim mekudoshes are not metame b'negoyim because it's because they're not miyuchad ledirim. So the Gemara says, "Vamayka miflagi." So the Gemara says as follows: Tana kama sova Yerushalayim loy nischalka lishvotim. Yerushalayim was not mischalak lishvotim. So memele fell to nachuz aschem. So it's not called. That's not called a mokem achuze. Tachs me the chazanisha. So Yerushalayim is like chutzlot. There are certain mekaymis, the kadosh haoretz that are matama benegoyim. It says achuz aschem. A mokem recall Yisrael has an achuze. Yerushalayim it was not nischalka lishvotim. So memele there's no tumis negoyim. Rabbi Yehuda sova Yerushalayim nischalka lishvotim. It was nischalka lishvotim. So therefore. Yerushalayim, the bottom Yerushalayim is called Achuz Aschem. No, the Mekayim Mokim Mekudesh is not Metama Ben Goyim, and that is all the bottom. See, the bottom Midrash is not as Lechayre as the time of you need Meyuchad Ledira. Ubeplukte Dahani Tanoi. This Machloikes of Yerushalayim was Nischalik Leshvotim is a Machloikes Tanoi. The Sanya we learned in the Barais as follows. Ma hoyo bechelkoi shal Yehuda. In the Beis HaMikdash Gufe, how much of the Beis HaMikdash was in chelkoi shal Yehuda? So, Agavucha, we see that this Tana holds that Afila Harabayis was neschalik leshvotim. Harabayis, Halishkois, Vahazorais, that was bechelkoi shal Yehuda. Ma hoya bechelkei shel binyamin, and what was bechelkei shel binyamin? Ulam vehechol ubeis kotshei akadosh. Before we go further, let us see Rashi, so we'll have our kaponim the Gemara clear in front of us. Zot Rashi ve'ein Yerushalayim metame b'negoyim she'ein achuz alohem. Kosova loy nischalka the Tanakama was loy nischalka l'shevet Yehuda binyamin elakol hashvatim shovinbo. All the shvatim, so there was no miyuchedike bailes over. That's not called beis achuze, achuzaschem. Ani loy shamati kosova nischalka l'shvatim elamokim migdash bilvat. So Rashi says shekshekona David es koiren meyavona yevusi gova kesef mikol shevet v'shevet kemridim b'sefri b'shchitas kodshim. So that mokim, the mokim amigdash, was mufke from achuza. That did not belong to any miyuchedik shevet. B'mai kom miflegi Rab Yehuda v'rabbonon. So now the Gemara brings another machloikes tanoi. One Tana says, what belong Mahoye Bechelke Shal Yehude Harabayis Valishkais Vazoris Tzad HaMizrochi Zoyche Harabayis. The Mizrach side, the whole width of Harabayis, Ezras Noshim Kulo, the whole Ezras Noshim, Bezras Yisrael Kulo, V'yud Aleph Amo Shel Mokim Ragle Drisus Akahanim Lahole Miraglis Yisrael V'sham HaMizbeach Maschil. That means after the Yud Aleph Amo starts the Mizbeach Anachoshes, and till the Mizbeach, this whole area belonged to Yehuda. Misham Ulemayrev, from this area till Ma'irev, Bechelkei Shel Binyamin. This was Bechelkei Shel Binyamin. Elo, Shebimokon Moishev HaMizbeach, that's going to see in the Gemara now, where the Mizbeach was standing, Yoitzo Ritzuo Mechelkei Shel Yehuda, there's a small Ritzuo, a small piece of karke. That means Chelkoi Shel Yehuda was a straight line that came up to the Mizbeach. Now, underneath the Mokim of Keren Mizrochis de Roimis, underneath that Mokim, the Mokim of Shevet Yehuda protruded. So in that Mokim, that means a Ritzue was Nichnas Lekeren Mizrochis de Roimis, So underneath that keren, that was also belonged to Shevet Yehud. Now let us go back to the Gemara. Uritzua hoisa yoitza mechelkei shal Yehuda, a small ritzua protruded from chelkei Yehuda, v'nichneses lechelkei shal Binyamin. That means even though theoretically from the beginning of the Mizbeach, this whole area should have belonged to Binyamin, but a small ritzua of karke protruded into chelkei shal Binyamin, Ubo hoya mizbeach boni, and there the mizbeach was boni, and this was underneath the keren mizrachis dreimis. That means the first, the eastern. That means that was the first keren that you faced on the left side. So that was that the keren mizrachis dreimis. That keren was still in Shevet Yehuda. Ubinyamin ha-tzadik hoya mitztayr oleho lebolo b'chol yoyim. Binyamin ha-tzadik knew beruach ha-kodesh that this is going to be, that the home is Mizbeach will not be b'ach u'zosoy, this is going to be a chelik of the Mizbeach that will be in the chelik of Yehuda, and Binyamin atzadik hayim mitztayr aleh lebolo b'chol yom. He wanted this. The whole mizbeach can't be in my chelik. Yehuda has to take a chelik of the mizbeach. Shenema choifef olav kol hayoy. Choifef was his aloshin mitztayr. That Yehuda Binyamin, when Beruach Hakodesh he found that this is going to happen, was chayif of all of kolayim. He had made a tzar about this. Lefichach, so this tzar reaped peiris. Lefichach zocha binyamin ha-tzadik, v'nase ushpizchon ligvura. This tzar in Agmas Nefesh, that he had wanted that the whole Mizbeach should be b'nachlosoi, so this tzar was Naisei Peiris, and therefore he was Zoiche V'nasa Ushpischon Ligvure D'Ashchos Hashchina by the Oren was by him. Shenema Uvenk Seifov Shochen D'Ashchos Hashchina was Bechelkei Shel Binyamin. Let us see what Rashi says. Choyfev Ka'odom HaMischachech Machma she'inei masik tavosoi, he can't get what his shifa is. Loshen nozir chayfev mafasveis. Ush pischon shoye oren nosen bechelkoi. That the oren, therefore he was zoiche, that the oren was nosen bechelkoi. The mafoshim eske kashe, lochayre al picheshben on this tsar. That was the chaluke. The chaluke was, Maya Bechelke Shayuda Rabayis Halishkeis Vazoris. And he had a Ritzue. Mahoya Bechelke Shal Binyamin Ulam Vehechel Beiskotche HaKadoshim. That was the Chathchila. So if he had the Kodesh Kadoshim and the Oren was in the Kodesh Kadoshim, so automatically on Bezunderes Chusim the Ashchos, the Bank Seif of Shochin was. This day Joseph and then Yaakov is the Kashim. This you also have to know, this tzar that Binyamin had, I think there's some cipher says in a note, and we say in the davening, that the Malachim, there's no kinna between one and the other. It's a chilek. If you'll say shira, I'll say shira. The ikim mechuvin is lahagdish liyoytzrom benachas ruach besof of ruach. Mein, so the noisnim biyavu reshus elozeh. Look at some shiritz. The ikim the mechuvin is the poil yoytze. Here we see Binyamin had a lot. This keren that he didn't have at this gegangen benavshay, and it seems it was a good thing that it's a gegangen benavshay. So we have to understand, explore this Gemara. Al koponim, so this Tana holds that that Yerushalayim is Nischalka L'Shvatim, and this is Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is Choylik on the Tanakami. He says that Zichra Yerushalayim is Metama B'Negoim, and it's called Eretz Achuzas, it's called Achuzaschem. No, the Mokim HaMakudish, that's there, the Chesaron is because you need a Diram Yuchedes. Haita, the server, we have another Tanim that holds that Yerushalayim loin is Chalka L'Shvotim. That is the Tanakama also of the previous Baraisa. We learned Abaraisa, the Sanya, we learned Abaraisa, Ein Maskirin Batim B'Yerushalayim. They were not Maskir Batim B'Yerushalayim, Lefi She'eino Shelohem. It's not yours. So the Sidritva says, by the Oile Rigolim. When the Oile Rigolim came, so they went into the house. What do you want to rent me house? It's not yours more than mine. You're living here. But it's this Mokim is Yerushalayim is loin is chalka l'shvotim, a guten tog. I have news for you. I'm sleeping here. Hey, maskirim botim Yerushalayim, lefi she'eino shalohem. Abelozo, Bar Shimon Oimer af loy mitos. You can't rent out the beds either. Now, this is difficult to understand. Tosfos Yeshanim says by us, Perish Rav Yosef, lefi shem mokim amitos einei shalahem. Because the mokim amitos is einei shalahem. Taisus and Megillah says maybe a little clearer. The kivin sha karke mokim hamitis lehoye meyuchid lebailim, lehoye koyach biyodom laskiram schirish sholem. They couldn't rent out the mites because the mokim hamites was not meyuchid lebailim. It's not clear exactly why they couldn't rent out the mitis. L'chayre, the mitis were, I mean, it's my bed. The mokim is not mine, but you mishtamish with my chafetzim. Al koponim, for some reason, it seems over here that they couldn't rent out the mitis either. Lefikach, oireis kochim balei ushpezichnen neutlen oison bezroya. So Lamaisa, they didn't get any money from it, but the oiris that their guests left over, so they were able to take it bizroya. This was from the Ritva Maisa, was a satakonas chachomim. We'll see you soon. Amar Abaye shmamina oirich ara lemishbek inish gufe umashche leushpize. That means it's derech eretz, if a person was stayed by someone, when he leaves, he has things which he has to leave over, so don't go and look for your second cousin, you should go and leave it over there, you stood there, so it's oirech aret to leave it there already. So the Ritva says, kiven da oirech aret behochin, omer rabonen hocher sheyitl oise bezroye, kedei sheyitnu loyle. That means a zikr, there was a mesoira not to make a yisod. The Gemara in Zvachim said, according to the Mount Yomad and Ischalkal Shvotim, that's the Lomdis. According to the Mount Yomad, Alain Ischalkal Shvotim, there's a different Lomdis. Basically what the Lomdis is, but Al Kaponim, these were facts of life that there was no yisod, Bekeren Dremis Mizrochis. Hod the Krochim, Hod the Kforim. So the Gemara we hear a stir in two Baraises. So the Gemara answers the one Beraisa, the Beraisa that says it's not Metame B'Negoim, speaking about Krochim, Hodikvah, M'lochayre Tavayu Kerabonim Bukilo. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now the Gemara is saying that a filu de Rabonim also moided at a base Akness, Shal Kforim is Metame B'Negoim. The E.E.D. V.E.D. Kerabmeya, if the Gemara wants to say now, that a filu according to Rabmeya, only the Kforim is Chayiv, is Metame B'Negoim, and Chayiv B'Mezuzah, and not נת קרוכם, אם כן קיבן די בויס אין מקאמה אידי ואידי כרבונם וכילו, if the first teretz was that both parises are going to, according to the rabbonon, and if we will say now, that now the Gemara wants to say, that both parises are going according to Rameya, vahashti mukita vaya kerameya, Havalei lemeimel, so the Gemara should have elaborated, Bibo Yiseimo, Idi ve'idi kerameya, if the Gemara now wants to be choyza. Ve'oid, kiporich lekamon. Later, if we will say that according to the Chachomim, Kforim are also not metame b'negoyim. Kiporich lekamon u de Kforim mi metame b'negoyim, v'osan yelachuzet, so what's the kasha? Leima hi rabononi. So weiss doch ois, that this last teretz was going also according to the rabbonon. The Gemara went a step further, that according to the rabbonon, Kforim is metame b'negoyim. Later the Gemara slugs it up. We find a baraisa that Kforim is not metame b'negoyim. You need meyuchad leila gamri. V'teimoli. So if we will say that the Gemara holds now, that Beis HaKnesses shall Kforim is metame b'negoyim. In Kaim, Pluktayu derab meyer, verabonim b'dekrochim. So the whole machloikis is Beis HaKnesses shall Krochim. Umay porich su mirab Yehuda. So what was the Gemara's kash mirab Yehuda? The Oma. Rab Yehuda said, Ani loy shamati al mokim migdosh. So the Gemara is the kash, Vayis is davke mokim migdosh is not metame b'negoyim. A botik nisiyas is metame, aitz a botik nisiyas shal krochim. Vil mekrameh is virle. Maybe Rab Yehuda holds like krameh, it's a machloikis tanoim. Bishlam, if you would say the way Tosis was mitzadet to say that hova ho Rab Meir, and Ephel Rab Meir gufa ho davke shal kforim and not shal krochim, so it's very good. Here you see Atan holds afilo shal krochim. Who's this? But if we will say now that the whole Gemara was going according to the Chachamim, but Rab Meir himself holds afilo shal krochim is metame ben agoyim, so maybe this Rab Yehuda holds like Rab Meir. Void koshali, dar kochocho mitavayu porich, L'chayre, when the Gemara asked Akashe, how could you say Shal Krochem is not Chayiv ben Egoyim? It's not only Akashe from Rameyim. It's also Akashe from the Tanakame. The Mimilsa, the Tanakame, Nami Dayik. Because the Tanakame said, Yerushalayim davke eino metame, hobote kinesiyis ubote midroshes, metamim. Davke Yerushalayim is not metame, but bote knesis and bote midroshes is metame. V'mkein, ki mishani emes mokim mekudish bolvat, the Gemara answered mokim mekudish that bote knesis are not metame, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, abarkati mitame kame tikshin. Ela al kochacho, mishamochi lepoch mitame kame, the motzi lishnui, the chameya svirle. Could be the Tanakam also chameya. In Cain, the Rabbi Yehuda nami lishani yochis. Let's Rabbi Yehuda also chameya. Umiyu holoi kash. This kasha could be is not gefelach, the Tanakam leka lemeidik midi, hobotik nisis abotim midroshis metami, the dulma noket Yerushalayim afagav lekedishe kulahai. Maybe the Tanakam wants to say Yerushalayim, maybe the Sibbe is because of Kedusha, it's not Metame B'negoyim. And K'moy Botik Nisi, and Botik Sisa Botim Midroshes, Shal Krochem could be there's also a greater Kedusha, the like Nisha Kalai K'moy Botik Sisa Botim Midroshes, Lakam and Yonim, B'chosh came Botik Nisi Sisa Midroshes. So Mela could be from the Tanakame, there is no Kasha whatsoever. It could be he also holds that Botik Nisi is are not Metame b'negoyim. But again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what is the kasha of Rabbi Yehuda? If there is a Tana Rameya that holds the botik nisiyos shel krochim is metame b'negoyim, maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rameya. Or my porich me Rabbi Yehuda. V'yesh loyma, so Tosfos answers, kiven d'loy huskeru shum tanoim de pligi boho milse ki im Rabbi Meya. That means in this machloikis of a Beis HaKnesses. So we hear a machloikis Rameya and the Chachomim. in the name kimen lei husko shim from the plague of mirsa kimra meya is rab yehuda mistam ba plug to the rameya hu rab yehuda mistam ba plug to the rameya hu rab yehuda bei der rabon und der bereise der lel ba plug to the rab yehuda hu rameya. So that means that Taisus means to say that we have two machloikas, and we have a machloikas by Tumas Negoim of Yerushalayim and the Mokim HaMekudish. We have a machloikas in by Botik Nisiyos. So Mistome, it's all one machloikas. So therefore, when the Gemara asked Takashe from Rabbi Yehuda, you couldn't say he holds like a mayor, because Rabbi Yehuda Mistam is the Bapluk to the Rameya in the first Baraisa that holds that a Beis HaKnesses Shal Krochim is not Metamim. Vamai Komiflegi. So the Gemara says, what is the Machloikis between Rameya, the Tanakam, and Rabbi Yehuda? So the Taisa says that the Spishloimimi, Kore, Kiabikis, Alkadaitoch, Rabbi Yehuda Mokim Migdash, Tafke Komar. Before we learned that Rabbi Yehuda says Davke the Mokim Migdash is not Metame, Ikalameim the Pligi Boho. Tanakam Sova Kol Yerushalayim Eni Metame Ben Negoim. Mishum Dekadishe Lachilas Kotshim Kalim. Umayso Sheini. Vikivin Dem Yuchedes Lekotshe Gavoya Lechshivalei Achuzaschem. It's Miyuchid for Achilas Gavoya. Rabbi Yehuda Sova Davke Mokim Migdash. Shehu Machne Shchine. Achilas kotshe kotshim, das felt machazasam. Avish shalayim metame. Vachosh ken botin sisa botin mitroshis, zichem metame. Aval hash te damrin in der Rabbi Yehuda omar ani lo ishamatil mokim mekudish bevad. Vachlal zayesh kemo ikem botin sisa mikdoshis. Im isa de taime de tanakam ava mishum dir shalayim kedusha la achilas kotshim kalam amaisa sheini. If that's the svar of the tanakam, ala havle Rabbi Yehuda le meima Hailishta Ella Mokim Mekudish. The Iod only a Mokim Mekudish is not Metama ben Agoyim. Keep it the time of time to come and Nami Avishim to Rishalayim Mokim Mekudish. So Lachalachi Tzlach Lamei Meda Pligi Bimilsachiti. And according to the Tanakam, it's not Metama ben Agoyim because it's Loinis Chalkala, because it's Loinis Chalkala Shvotin. And he says Mokim Mekudish. And he comes to include Batik Nisiyas and Batim Midrashis. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Umaskinen loi koyen achen. When misaken another koyen, when the koyen godel became possible, so when misaken another koyen. Sagt die Gemara so. Pshite. Ira boi psu koydem tomit shel shachen. What is the halacha if the koyen godel became possible before he was makrib the tomit shel shachen? Mechanchin oisoi betomid shol shach. The Gemara held that you have to be mechanach this new koyin b'avoides koyin godol. If he's going to be the koyin godol that's going to do the avoide yom kippurim, there has to be a chinuch koydem lozeh that you have to be mechanach him b'avoides koyin godol. So if the first koyin godol became possible before the tomid shol shach, mechanchen oisei betomid shol shach, let's see Rashi. So Rashi, pshite ira be koyin godol psul be yom kippurim koydem tomid shol shach, mechanchen oisei leze hamishamish tachtov betomid shol shach, sheyase hu tomid shol shach, he'll make the tomid shol shach b'shmoyin b'godim. So before he starts doing the Avodah Shem HaKippurim, we're machanach him b'Avodah Koyen Godol, because he did the Hakrovas HaTomid b'Shmoyin HaBegodim. So that is very good if the Koyen Godol became possible before the Hakrovas HaShachar. Yeah. But what is the halacha? If the Kohen Gadol was makib the Tomid Shol Shach b'Shmoyin HaBegodim, and now he became posel, now we need this new Kohen to do the Avodah BeBigdei Lavan. Now BigDei Lavan, he was doing Avodah BeBigdei Lavan his whole life. A kain hedyet always wears big day loven. So where do you have a chinuch? Where do you have a chinuch of kohuna gdaila for this kain before he starts doing the avodas kain gadol b'yom kippurim? Let us see what Rashi says. B'memach anchinois revoidis shayim kippurim sha'achar atomid babo b'godimi. That's an avoid babo b'godimi. U'bemehu nikel shu kain gadol mi'oilam. Where do we see that he's the kain gadol? When did he become ois hedyet? The avodas hayom nasis b'kayin gadol. The avodas has to be done with a kayin gadol. What made him a kayin gadol? If he would do an avodah before, b'avodas big day kayin gadol, so he got it in kayin gadol. So now he's the kayin gadol, and he's doing, now he's doing avodas kayin gadol. Hanich eleman da'om avnei teishol koyin godu zehu avnei teishol koyin hedyet. If we hold that the avnate of the koyin godu, which was shatness the whole year, is also the avnate shol koyin hedyet, that means the koyin hedyet, even though he wore big day lovon, but the avnate was shatness, so it's very good. So Memele, now he's going to put on a Kohen Gadol, the Avnet Yom Kippur, the Avnet Shal Kohen Gadol was Bat, was Shal Pishton. So Memele, that's called, he's putting on Big Day Kohen Gadol. Als Kohen Hedyet, he never had an Avnet Shal Bat, he had an Avnet Shal Shatnes. El Oleman da Omar Avnet Shal Kohen Gadol, Loi Zehu Avnet Shal Kohen Hedyet, that the whole year, the avnate of the koyin hedyet was not shatnes. So Memela, by putting on now an avnate that's not shatnes, that's his, that he did, oh yeah, well, a galto that's not shatnes. Ma'ika le'meimah. So how did he become a koyin godo in order to qualify himself to do avoid this koyin godo? Let us see Rashi. Nicho leman diyoma avneite shol koyin godu shol koyin. No, ba avneite, previous Rashi. Ba ois and al begodim atmam yesh hekele kune gdoi losh. Avneite shol koyin godu ba vedi shem ekipurim shol butzu. Kirsiva va avneite bad yakir. Vize ad achshov till now yirogu lavi bishol kloyim. So nicho leman diyom avneiti shol koyin godu shol koyim eisu shona yu shol kloyim kdursi vesa avneit sheish moshlo v'tcheiles v'zeo avneiti shol koyin hedyet shen chilik b'avnateim ikka keire b'yem ha-kipurim b'avneit v'vish avneiti shol koyin godu mishtande b'yem ha-kipurim l'yoy shol butz. So he's putting on an avneit of a koyin godu. Elo leman diyom ole kamon avneite shol koyin godu b'chol ha-shon eloi zehu shel hedyet. Shehedyet shel butz, hedyet always were butz, nimtz avnateim shalom b'yem ha-kippurim, that yom kippur, the koyin hedyet, the avneit of the koyin godu yom kippur, was similar to the avneit of the koyin hedyet b'chol ha-shon eloi zehu shel hedyet. Kune g'doy le'ika lahayim. Omar Abaye, Loivesh Shmoina Umahapech Bitsinoiro. Let's see what Rashi says. Omar Abaye, Koidem Sheyaschel Avoides Hayom. That means the Kohen Gadol was Makriv the Tomid. And now he became Posel. So before he starts doing the Avoides Hayom, Shubi Begodim Ashovim Behedye, Loivesh Shmoina Begodim. Now what he's going to do with Shmoina Begodim? V'yafoich b'mizbeach achitzoin echod me'evorei hatomid b'mazleik shel balzo. He'll go now in mahapach one of the evorei hatomid dekiruv avoidahi. By doing this, he's mekarev the haktoras evorim shememayer lehis akel machmas hafichazu. This has a Shem Avoide, Kidaravune. Let's see the Gemara. Ravune, Zor, Shahopach, Betsinoi, Rechayiv, Misem. That Ravune said, a Zor would be Mahapach, Betsinoi, Rechayiv, Misem. So you see, Kirov Avoide is also called Avoide. The Nimse, Shenishanech, Lekohuna, Gdoilo, Koidem, Lochem. So Memele, he did an avoide which needs kohuna gedoyla, azor shemahapach v'tzinoyres chayev misa, v'tzinoyre b'mazlik chayev misa, mishim v'azor akorev yumos. So Memele, the only oifen he was not azor is because he wore big day kohuna gedoyla. Al mekroy v'yavoide, avi avoide. Semis is ma'ire, that means there's another problem over here. I mean, what would be, if he wouldn't be ma'apach b'tzinoire, the Iker Mitzvah HaKtorah was already done to the previous Kohen Gadol. So l'chayre, this is doch a chilul yomtev over here, this chilul yom kippurim. So how is he allowed to be machalul yom kippur? So lest you say it's machshirei avoide sheyevshel asoyson kaidim yom kippurim, that's doiche yom kippur. It seems this is a deraisa dike inyan that he has to get a shem koyin godel. He has to get a shem koyin godel, and only get the shem koyin godel by being loivish big day koyin godel and doing an avoide. So memele, so it would seem that this is called machshirei avoide, which is a yevshel asoyson erev yom kippurim, and it's toiche yom kippur.
I would just like to add on that I just saw in the Kuntres HaMezuzah from Rav Yechiel Silber, Simen Reish Pei Vav, Ois Kuf, Lamed Gimel, that the Poskim say that if there's a Beis HaMedrash next to, that's Beisai Pasuach Le Beis HaMedrash, you make the mezuzah and the Yemin HaKnisa from the Beis HaMedrash to the Bayis. That is how we were mitzadet to say Pshat and Tosfos.